play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Week in Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm doing great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Basking in the love of a love weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, nice.
So, will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Michael Schwartz of Florence, Oregon. I said name something in 7 letters that's designed to help you lose weight. Insert the letters EP somewhere inside this word to get a 2-word phrase naming things that are likely to add weight. What words are these? Well, the first word is Pilates, which you can use for exercise, but also helps control your weight. Insert EP and you get pie plates.
Well, this was a tricky one because there were only 128 correct entries. And this week's winner is Shira Lachalet of New Orleans, Louisiana. Congratulations, Shira.
Thank you, Aisha.
How did you figure out the answer?
In the past, when I used to take Pilates regularly, one of my friends one time posted on social media, Pilates, I thought you said pie and latte. So I was already thinking, well, maybe it's Pilates and something to do with pie. And then it kind of fell into place.
And apparently you've been on Jeopardy before, but you've never been on the puzzle before.
I was on Jeopardy and I won a game while still trying to get on this.
You see, Will, we're very exclusive over here.
It's so exclusive, it's harder to get on NPR than on Jeopardy.
So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm retired, but I am a small-scale philanthropist, meaning I pack bags with fruit and snacks and bus fare and give them to people who need them, along with a pair of socks.
I gotta ask you, Shira, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am ready to play the puzzle.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Shira, I like your attitude. I'm going to name 3 things. You tell me something they all have in common. For example, if I said a telephone, Saturn, and a tree stump, you'd say they all have rings. Here's 1, a face, a needle, and a hurricane.
An eye.
They all have eyes, that's right. A hospital, a pickup truck, and a flower garden.
Beds.
Excellent. How about a pen, a finger, and a waiter?
A tip.
They all have tips. Nice job. A fireplace, a rustic cabin, and a ship's captain.
A fireplace, a rustic cabin, and a ship's captain. Logs.
Nice job. A geisha, a car engine, and a celebrity.
Oh, this is a tricky one, Will.
Think of what a geisha holds.
Oh, like to cool them down.
Oh, fans.
They all have fans, yes. A men's clothing store, a deck of cards, and a law firm.
Wow, I used to work at law firms. King? I don't know.
What does a deck of cards have 4 of?
Suits. Oh.
They all have suits. Good one. A fish, a map, and a butcher.
Scales.
Yes. Here's your last one. A tavern, the NFL, and a room with an open window.
A tavern, the NFL, and a room with an open window. Breeze.
Oh, that's very close. I don't think a tavern has a breeze, but you just need a synonym of that.
Oh, a draft.
Yes, good job.
That was tricky but fun.
That was fun.
How do you feel?
I feel great.
You did a wonderful job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Shira, what member station do you listen to?
WWNO New Orleans.
That's Shira Lachalet of New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, and happy Mardi Gras, Shan Will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Tom Street of Crozet, Virginia. A man said to a friend, I'm thinking of a 9-letter word that contains my name, Ian, I-A-N, embedded somewhere inside it. If you replace my 3-letter name with your 4-letter name, you'll get a familiar word in 10 letters. What are these two words, and what is the name of Ian's friend? So again, Ian says, I'm thinking of a nine-letter word that contains my name, I-A-N, embedded somewhere inside it. If you replace my three-letter name with your four-letter name, you'll get a familiar word in 10 letters. What two words are these, and what's the name of Ian's friend?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. To submit your response, just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, February 19th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.